Right, hi, and welcome to today's Plumbers of Data Science episode, where we talk about, about data engineering and the new project, the data engineering course that I'm going to build with you together. Quick question to the guys in the chat. I'm having a bit of a problem with the audio. I'm having some issues here. Can you hear that too? That humming? Okay. Very, very strange. Hi, Sigar. Hi. I don't know why. You don't have sound? Oh, okay. Hey guys, sound is okay. Very strange. There's a slight humming in the background. I don't know where this is coming from. I think no. I don't know. I'm going to fix this issue later. I have no idea where this is coming from. Very strange. Okay guys, again, welcome to today's stream. We're going to talk about the data engineering course that we're going to be building. Last week we have, or on Monday, we have been talking a lot about the comments on the initial post I made, which basically totally blew me away. I thought maybe a few people will answer and say, yeah, okay, this could be a good idea, and then wow, that many people reacting, over 1,000 1,000 likes. This is totally crazy. So this so today what I have prepared, let me just fix the view here on my monitor. Okay, today I have prepared the general structure. I've been thinking a bit about how to structure this, and I have been looking into, on Monday, someone, I don't know who it was, said, Andreas, you should look at the Yandex course on Coursera for data engineering. I actually did that, and I wasn't very happy with that course. I took the course and I was looking at the content and at the videos, and basically what is completely in the course. What's good there is they have some lessons, or some practical lessons, but what I didn't like was you're more or less getting thrown into it's the standard stuff. It's Spark coding, and they are doing MapReduce, and so basic stuff. And what I want to go with the course, and how I thought we are going to start with the course, is to actually look and get more into the why. Why are we, what are we doing, and how are we going to build this whole thing? And the for you, the process of, let's say you're coming to a new company, or you're getting to a new project, and people say to you, okay, let's build something here. Let's build a platform. Let's build let's build the data pipelines. Let's figure out how to do this. More a background of how to do this, what to look for, and then some practical thing. So the first thing I thought, introduction. So initial thoughts of what this is all about, and basically what I just said, and then that people get an idea, when is all of this useful, or why are you doing this stuff? Why are you building a big data pipeline, or why are you doing this data science? Then a quick note about machine learning in that course, which basically is going to tell people that there is no focus on machine learning because it's a data engineering course. Hi, everybody. Hi, Sheila. So it's a data engineering course, and a lot of people still don't understand what data engineering is, and so get basically the basics in here, and so that people know if this is something for them or not. And then more or less dive into the motivation of the course. What is the actual use case that we are going to look into and that we are going to research? The first thing that came to my mind, and I think it's a fairly good idea, is to use Twitter data to do something with Twitter data, because it's very, very simple to implement, they have a very good documentation, and it's very popular, and it has a lot of movement of data. So I think with Twitter, it's a good thing. It's very practical, and we could do a lot of interesting stuff. This is just a list that came to my mind. I don't know, guys, if you already have some ideas what we could do with Twitter data that is not too complicated. I don't want to go over the top here. Just a few things, maybe some two things with done with stream batching, stream processing, two things done with batch processing, maybe. What I thought is something like using the data to predict or to find out what is the best time to post something using, for instance, hashtag data science or hashtag AI, or I don't know. Those two are very popular, so I thought, or big data. That's one thing that came to my mind, or find top tweets of the day in that category, data science, AI, which are the top tweets, or for a day, for a week, top users, what users are interesting. And then analyze, for instance, something like analyze sentiment and find the keys, find some common keywords and basically rank them. That's some easy stuff. I don't know. Exactly, Nick. Sentiment analysis is very good to measure the mood of people about some particular topic. It's not that super hard, and we don't need to get into, I mean, this is not something we do for a production environment and what we want to earn money with it. I think that for sentiment analysis there are some like keyword tables. I think I remember something like this. Some keyword tables that are available that you can just use and basically analyze it. Not, of course, there are many, many different or other ways to do it, but a simple way. I don't know, guys. If what do you think? If you would like this, you can add a comment to this video. Also, if you like this one, hit the like button, so we let the algorithms know that this is an interesting course or interesting topic here. Right. Just if you don't have something or. If nothing is from the top of your head right now, write a comment after the stream. So basically the first thing that you should always get down is the motivation, the use case. What exactly are you, or do you want to do? if you're running this or starting a company and want to make money with it, of course, this would be the place to figure out how to earn money with this stuff. Then I think the next thing then is going to be some basic stuff. So basic thoughts or architecture principles or basics that people should know. So first thing that I think we should go into is figure out what is the Lambda architecture. What is stream? What is batch processing? Maybe I could do this here again. What is stream and what is batch processing? Then we could go over different phases here. So like ingest, store, analyze, visualize. How is this? What are these phases? And then I would include here from my cookbook, where the cookbook also the thing where I'm going to include all this online course stuff, the cookbook that is on my Patreon. Let me just bring it up, the old version here, so you know what I mean by platform blueprint. Some time ago, oh man, blueprint, there it is, page 31. Some time ago, I was looking into how is a big data platform, how is a data science platform built, and this is my own my old web address, iotdonequick.com. It's history. So like ingest, store, analyze, display, or visualize, and basically what are these stages? How are they built here together? And yeah, go over this. Maybe this can be included into this Lambda architecture point. Not 100% sure, or the other way around. With the Lambda architecture, I think I have written here something also with the Lambda architecture, and I'm thinking this I would include this like this as well. So a quick explanation with batch processing: data comes in, it's getting stored, and then analytics is taking big chunks of data and putting it to analytics. Or analyzing it, and stream processing, where data comes in and gets immediately analyzed and then getting stored, and the insight is getting stored. So you're only working with small chunks of data and not with big chunks of data like in batch processing. I think this could be interesting here, and I think would make sense in this on this stage, or in this stage, in the early stage of the course, to get through to people and basically explain what is a data platform. And then I would start with some basics for tool selection, or basics for platform selection, like how do you decide between cloud and on-premise? Vendor login actually would be here, something like down below. Like one point would be vendor login or scaling or something. How do you, if you're going to the cloud, are you making the decision between cloud native or is that called cloud native? Or like as a, what I mean is tools from AWS or from Google Cloud versus or serverless tools versus some general installs or general platforms like from big data vendors like Cloudera, MapR, Hortonworks, or completely free installs, not from a vendor. I think this could be interesting. Then I think we should talk about how to basically ingest the data. Some basic processing rules or processing types, at least once, at most once, exactly once, so that people are later then understand the difference. Let's I'm already reading another comment. Let's just go through these 3 points, and then something like scaling needs. Basically, how are you figuring out what growth are you thinking about, and are you planning to have, and then the budgets, some budget overview. What does roughly what cost, and how easy is it to get to make some mistakes here, and go for serverless, and with the amount of data or amount of messages you're distributing, you're running into money problems. And then another thing I think here would be to think about the knowledge, the available team. Some basic thoughts of a data engineer when he is looking for the tools and figuring out the tools, what tools fit to the company, to the team. Not in a way of technical, or the actual data processing, but the general direction of which to go here. Nick says Lambda, Kappa are a bit retired techniques of DE, data engineering, I think. We need to use hybrid storage engines that could handle OLAP and OLTP workloads. Kudu, Druid, for instance. I would say maybe this is for a later stage here in this topic. I would say that, for instance, Kudu, I have a good feeling about. So we could later then decide which basically storage engines or data processing we do, and do something like Spark and Kudu, and also something on Hadoop or an HDFS. I don't know. Or some IMDG, IMDB systems with low latency. We are already talking tools here. This for me, what I'm where I'm how I want to go at this, or how I would go at this, is in this stage not 100% look at the tools, and not focus on what is at this stage or today, what tools are we using? I would go into the basic tools, and then I would what I would do is then I would look at the I would call this data architecture. So the first thing, or in two phases, what I would do is I would get on the Twitter documentation, and I would look at the source data. So what type is the source data? What exactly is the available information that you can extract from the data. How is that structured, and at what volume can you extract that, or can you ingest that? And then access, ingest. These are the main points. I would say I would go for here in this stage. Next is, we're talking about concepts, And sorry, I just got distracted for a second with something here. When I have basically the source data down, and this is what we are also going to do, we're going to then look at the source data, maybe in one or in two streams, and basically figure out what is there, how do we access it, how can we then start processing it. And then the next thing would be, when we know the base data, would think about what are the requirements for the analytics. So how much data should be processed at once to actually Dragonflight just ask a question about the term pipelines. I'm again having the baby phone. What is going on? I maybe need to go then in a few. Let's see how this turns out. So analytics requirements. How is the analytics going to need to have the data stored, or how is the analytics going to access the data? How much data is processed at once for streaming? So how fast is the data coming in? How much is it? How big are the messages, and so on? So delivery needs, like I said before, what do we need? Is it exactly once? Is it at least once or something? And the end-to-end latency. How fast should the data, how long should it take from ingesting data to actually running the analytics and then visualizing it? So the whole process. And Dragonfly still waiting for the question about pipelines. Then I would go into requirements for batch processing. So how big are the data sets again? How are we accessing the data? Is that, are we doing serial or sequential reads of big data sets, or are we having something like random access where we need to find data sets throughout the storage very, very quickly, which is always a bit of a problem. Dragonfly asks, basically about the pipelines. It's more of how you guys use the term. What constitute a pipeline? From one stage to what stage there has been an abuse of the term? For me, the pipeline. A pipeline is, you ingest the data, and from this point on, basically, what are you doing with it? The stream processing, for instance, you have a stream processing pipeline with something like Kafka, and then with Spark, and then with whatever. And basically you're building, this is one pipeline of the whole process of processing the data. And you can have different pipelines that are doing different things to the data. So, and the pipeline doesn't need to be basically the full thing. It's hard to explain. Just one thing. Let me just try. Maybe I can draw this for you. And let me just fire up my OneNote. OneNote, come on. Mm-hmm. This is the old one of the previous things that we have drawn. So pipelines. A pipeline. Let me get here blue. So the pipeline can be ingest. You have ingest, and then you have process. Process, and then you have some store. So basically, now, what you can say is, okay, I'm in chest, I'm counting here. These are the APIs where you get the data in. And then you can say, okay, now I'm going to build pipelines. I'm going to start, and the API is going to send data into a Kafka topic. Okay. And with that, Kafka. And with that data, I'm going to start and process that with Spark. And I'm doing some, let's say, analytics 1. And then the output is going into a store. Doesn't matter which one. Or let's say this is going into something like HBase, a key value store. If you're living in the Cloudera world. And then the next thing, this is a pipeline here. You're ingesting the data. This is getting into a topic or getting written into a topic. Then you're doing an analytics step, and then you're doing some, you're storing it. Okay. Now you can say, okay, I want to build a second pipeline. Now you have two options. Either you use another API and then take that, or you, and basically you build here another API. And this is then going to into, let's say, something like topic 2. And then you're doing analytics. And then storage and so on. And, or what you can say is, okay, now I want to have another, I want to do another analytics. I'm going to do analytics 2 here. Different way, and I'm ingesting the same data, and I'm not going to put this into HBase. I'm going to put this directly into HDFS, and then this is going to into a Hive store. And so these are basically two pipelines that you have now built. Very simple and very versatile. So you can build a lot of pipelines. Let me just put here. Ah. Just want to make it a bit nicer so I maybe can use this later on. Or not. Analytics store. Yeah. Is that, what would you say, Dragonfly, Nick? What sort of computation goes on there in the analytics part? This is, this could be, for instance, this here could run on Spark. So you have Spark here. So you're building basically pipelines on top of Spark. And what this analytics step here is, this can be everything. In our case, let's say here, in our case, when you go over here, so you can build, for instance, this is more of a batch processing stuff here. Something like if you want to have what would here be a stream processing job, like a live overview of tweets or something, or of sentiment of tweets. So you're not building a sentiment in a batch job. So you're doing this. You're doing this every 30 seconds, like a micro batch in Spark. And so what you would have is you get the data here, you ingest the data, you put it into a Kafka topic, and then in Spark, you're doing in this step, your sentiment analysis, and then boom, out and display it. Or what you can do is another analytic step, and then put it in and done. Does that help you with that? I think this is for me, this is a pipeline. This is for me a pipeline that is valid. It's not. I don't see it. Nick said earlier something like, this was a question. Would you include some optimization debugging scenarios? Oh, okay, in the course. The pipeline doesn't include stuff like deployment and so on. This would be another step, or scheduling. This is just a maybe scheduling. For me, the pipeline is the logical, basically the logical processing steps that get you from one point to the other. You could also build here a pipeline where you say, let's do this in green. Another pipeline is this here. Again, we're doing here analytics 3. And this pipeline is just this one. Taking data from HDFS/Hive and then putting it back. For me, this is already a pipeline. You have the source where you're getting some data, and then you're doing the analytics. This can be multiple steps here also. Can be step 1, 2, 3, and then you're sending it back. And this has a function, a discrete function, something that you want to do, and then you have another pipeline here. Okay. Enough for pipelines. Let's get back. Nick already said scheduling, Uzi, or Airflow. I previously said, and it's still like this, I don't have that much experience or that any experience with Airflow. I have seen it. I know what people are doing, but I haven't used it myself. I know with Uzi, there are always problems with Uzi, especially in sometimes you have version problems between the tools, and then Uzi can work for this tool, and I don't know if Airflow is that annoying as well. So, okay. This was a bit derailed here. We've been, yeah. No, all good, all good. Yes, you can schedule with Uzi. I'm personally a big stream processing guy, so I'm working a lot with Spark streaming. Not so much with batch processing. So with Spark streaming, it's super easy. You can just type in the interval of the micro batches and boom. What you can also do is with Uzi, you can go and let's say the simplest way is you start a script. So you're writing a script, just a simple script on Linux, and that basically does a Spark submit command. And with Uzi, you schedule that script to be started in certain intervals. This is one of the simplest ways that you can do. Yeah, Spark streaming tricks. I'm not going to show everything, but I think we can do this in this. We can have some discussions or some tricks here in this course. The problem with Spark is what I have experienced is that many things, the basic things are there everywhere. The basic things, you can research on Google, and you find very 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 fast basic things. But if you're going further and further, it gets harder to actually find information about details, because a lot of people are keeping these details and are not showing you how it's done. And you need to, because this is done, there's some, let's say, some knowledge value that people are reluctant to share. But yeah, most of the stuff is super basic. You just don't find it. And you can find it if you go long enough through the documentation of the tools. But man. Yeah. So after the course, after we run over the analytics requirements, the next thing for me is always, how is this stuff getting displayed or visualized? What are we doing, and how should we build this? I don't know. This is something we're going to figure out, I think, in these steps. Test platform setup is a bit early here. I want to push this later. Just some test platform setup things that came to my mind. The easiest thing would be to set up a Docker or to install Docker and something, run a Cloudera Docker instance, and then maybe add some parcels, install NiFi on the container and Tableau, and then Tableau on your desktop, and then connect to it. Just some, I don't know. This is still fluid. I haven't decided on the tools, because at this stage in the process, we don't know the tools yet. Tools are coming a bit later. So yeah, these were some first thoughts. I just haven't deleted it. I thought then to go further with the ingest, analyze, store, visualization schema, and look into these topics. So we then end up basically with building the pipelines with the practical part at the bottom. So yeah, for me the main thing that I want to focus here is how to actually get to a point where you know what to use and why are you using it. The actual doing it here, this is also interesting, and but as I said, the most things you can find everywhere. And for instance, this Yandex, let me pull this up just quick. Coursera, Yandex, how was that called? Yandex Data Engineering. Not Yonder. Oh. Here it is. The specialization. Is there more information in this open version here? Show all. No. Ah, okay. Like what they start with, essentials, HDFS, MapReduce, Spark, Analytics, Hive, Spark SQL, Data Frames, Graph Frames. So basically, they are going over the tools. Then machine learning at scale, real time streaming. Is there more? Capstone. So they are more or less just going over the tools and not basically helping you with the basics, because only applying the tools doesn't make a good data engineer, in my opinion. Okay, let's go back. So I think this here, I'm going to ditch here or remodel for the next stream. I'm not 100% sure how to do it. And then in the next stream, we can already start putting more in here at the top. And then let's just go over it. Please, again, remember to hit the like button and write a comment on this video of what you would like to see. What type of simple analytics would you like to see here? Maximum 2-batch, 2-stream processing pipelines. That would be interesting, because as you can see from the top of my mind, I just had 4 batch processing pipelines. And then I think one thing that we should do is when we're maybe this here, this should be a not half time, but let's call this milestone. Milestone one. So after this point here, how can I make this bigger here? Okay. After this milestone, this would be where I usually would decide on what tools to use. this would, I think this is here, this is a good point. You know the background or the frame. What is the company? What people do you have? How much money do you have? What's the use case? How does the data look? How should the data be analyzed, visualized? And then you decide on the actual tools to use, and then you know why you use them. And then we go into the tools and set up each tool and basically build from ingest to visualize the whole pipeline, the whole system. I think this would make sense. Okay, guys, let me know what you think. Prasant says, I work in area of autonomous driving and I would be interested to know whether everything we discuss here remains the same. I don't really know what you mean. Maybe elaborate a bit on this. Except let's talk about ideas, not the tools, my friends. Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, we are coming to the point of the tools. And yeah, I think streaming analytics is a very hot topic that all companies are trying to deliver now. But we all know what's under the hood. The blue has Spark SQL connector, by the way. Yeah. I mean, streaming isn't that difficult. I mean, come on. If you have something like Spark, streaming is super simple. The thing is, as you correctly stated, this stuff is, there's a hype right now. And everybody needs to do stream processing, and yeah, even if they don't really need stream processing, but yeah, I agree. Yes, Tableau has Spark SQL connector. Yeah, what many people do is they use Tableau to connect to Hive, and then let Hive either run in MapReduce or in let's say Spark mode as a background processing framework. One more thing, it just came to my mind. Someone mentioned earlier about the times. I've written 2:30 p.m. PST. Is that still wrong? Or are the Americans now on summertime? CET versus PST. No, it's still wrong. Why is that still wrong? When does that change? Doesn't that change? I'm confused, guys. Prasant, I'm still waiting on your more details. I don't know what you mean. Man, this humming is super annoying. Where does it come from? Hmm. Okay, just pull down a bit the... Well, it's still humming. Doesn't make sense. I don't know what's going on. Okay, any more comments, guys? What I'm going to do now is I'm going to put this into my my data engineering cookbook. And I'm going to get the cookbook onto my Patreon. If you haven't seen my Patreon, let's just quickly check out my Patreon. You can find my Patreon either through Andreas Kretz, I think. Yes. Or it's Patreon/plumbersofds. And there you can have access to the cookbook. I'm always putting in the data science, the case studies, and I'm going to add this all the documents here from this training also to the cookbook. So we have one document, and we're working with one. I have already. I tried to. Let me just text edit. No, not text edit. Ah, God damn it. Text shop. I recently. I was looking into doing another version, and that's not right. Why isn't that right? I'm basically reworking it. That's strange. I've basically started to rework it for the next release. I think on the weekend after Friday, after the Friday stream, I am having a new update here. Okay, guys. That's it for now. If you have any comments, any ideas, write to me either here or here a comment or on LinkedIn. Hit the like if you haven't followed me before here. Subscribe to the channel for to keep updated, and yeah, then I think then we see each other on Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 times a week. And if I feel like it, I'm going to do another stream. I felt yesterday like doing another stream, but I then decided to not go. But I doing more streams. Okay, guys, have a great day, and then we see each other on Friday, hopefully. Bye-bye.